Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Final hour here, Football Sunday, WEEI, Christian Arcan, Teddy J, Shime Time, Mego here as well, Thomas Crisafulli behind the decks as well. And what you just heard right there was noted hater and buzzkill of the year, Kurt Warner,
talking about Drake May
and how he needs to see more and how
it's a lot of backyard football
and all that sort of stuff. We'll get to those comments in just a minute, but quickly want to reset on what's going to be happening today is the Patriots down in New Orleans taking on the Saints. We'll get to that team and what they've looked like so far through the first five games. But the inactives came out about a half hour ago. Christian Gonzalez, who was limited this week and questionable on Friday, is active. Milton Williams, who popped up with an illness, active. And the Chisler, Efton Chisholm, is active for the first time this season. And so we may be seeing him out there on special teams, maybe lining up at wide receiver. Either way, he'll be getting the jersey for the first time.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see the kid. I just thought when DeMario was playing, just not being productive to start the season, really all season, that, why not give the kid a chance? Everybody talks about him being small. Look, if you watch him in the practices and in the preseason games, Josh McDaniels loves him some Efton Chisholm. He likes to scheme up plays for him, the rub routes, a lot of crossing routes. You know what? And you saw how tough he might be small, but he's a tough son of a gun. Whenever you try to tackle him, he can shake guys off. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'll be curious. I hope they play him a little bit in the slot and do some design plays to get him open, because I think the guy can be kind of a spark plug for your offense.
Yeah, I'd love to see him get an opportunity. I don't know that he'll see that opportunity in the pass game, just because I think there's so many guys ahead of him. But I think there's at least an opportunity to kind of make an impact on the kick return game and then go from there. Mm-hmm. And if you can build on that, maybe Vrabel and McDaniels will give you some opportunities on offense.
Well, let's flesh that out, though. You say that there's so many guys ahead of him.
Yeah.
So who would you say is the redundant guy in front of Efton Chisholm right now, other than DeMario Douglas?
Well, I also think that, as you aptly pointed out earlier, Stephon Diggs playing mm-hmm. in the slot so much more, it kind of prevents Chisholm from hitting the field.
It seems like they're still keeping Stephon Diggs limited, though, in
sure.
these games 50, with the 50. Snap counts.
He plays the boundary 50%, slot 50%. So there are times when he can play the boundary and Chisholm can play slot.
It just looks like, from the way in which this offense has operated so far, the pecking order, if you will, is like Stephon Diggs, Hunter Henry,
Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins,
Austin Hooper, Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, and then you would get to, and then that's not even counting the running backs
catching
the ball. But
it's not even like a pecking order, right? It's about the game plan.
Sure.
So if they're, I thought that Tom Curran made a really interesting point when we talked to him in the last hour, which was, if they're really vulnerable in that right underneath, in that shallow area, and you can send Efton Chisholm in that area, and he does have something different than some of the other guys on this team, which is hands that are like super glue. Like, that might be a spot for them to get a little frisky.
And what you do, you're looking for kind of fast guys getting open fast, Jacoby Myers was that guy, right? So you get the ball out fast, work the middle of the field. That's what he does. He will get open fast. So he provides that for you. My feeling is the reluctancy to maybe bring him up is they want their wide receivers to be good blockers, right? And so that's why Mac Hollins and Kayshawn Booty have gotten as many reps, even though they don't get targeted as much, is because of their ability to block. And so I my guess is they worry about him being a liability in the blocking game. Even though they're excited about him in the passing game, they feel like he might be a detriment in the running game.
I love that Booty. He is turning into such a smart player. Like, that's the thing about Kayshawn, is that he's always been so athletic. And him having that heads up play to stay in bounds at the end of the Bills game, like, those,
so good.
Those are major, major points of growth for him.
That play as a whole was like under discussed. Mm-hmm. The honey hole shot that Drake May took, and then on top of it, the smarts of Kayshawn Booty to catch it, come down and stay down in bounds was like all around. It could not have been executed any better by all parties.
I love that Booty.
Yeah, I like that Booty. I hear you, Mago. I mean, shoot, who doesn't? So I would say one of the other things that's good about Kayshawn, if you ever watch the timing routes, the comebacks, so you go 10 yards and come back, or 20 yards and come back, he's on the same page with Drake May a lot of times.
They have the best chemistry.
Besides Diggs. Diggs has got Hunter Henry. I mean, I think he's got good chemistry with him, because that's all about timing and reps and working together. So they are on the same page. It's just there's other guys that are on the same page too, but I think those timing routes have been what's been impressing me, is that you see that the quarterback and Kayshawn are both on the same page.
It's interesting, you guys. We all just talked about who may be ahead of Efton Chisholm, and no one talked about the other rookie that they actually drafted in Kyle Williams, who only has two catches this year. He caught one ball against Vegas, one against Pittsburgh, and other than that, he's basically been a ghost. I think they try and run a reverse with him or something against Carolina? Some play that got blown up in the backfield, I feel like. But
they also ran another play, which was a designed target, but there was a flag on the play or something. I forget exactly what the situation was.
So I just sort of, if I'm him, and Efton Chisholm, I know they're not exactly the same kind of player. He's more of a deep guy than Chisholm is, but if I'm Kyle Williams, I'm sitting there going, hey, can you maybe try and get me the ball once or twice here before we start bringing in another undrafted rookie who is maybe going to make an impact, maybe not. But I look at a guy like Williams, I don't know if he's ahead of Chisholm or not on the depth chart. I have no idea, because you rarely see the guy. You never hear his name.
Yeah, I don't think that Kyle had like the most linear progress through the summer in terms of like showing himself to be somebody who's going to be the number three right away. Mm-hmm. And I would still, like, in the long view of this season, I would still put Booty as probably like that third option behind Diggs and Hunter Henry, honestly, or whatever running back you want to work into the receiving, like the passing game in that point. I just think that for Williams, it's going to take a little bit longer for him to mature.
I agree. And rookie receivers, a lot of times, too, they tend to get better in the second half of the season. So, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Kyle Williams pops a little bit in the second half of the season. But these first 8 weeks, I didn't necessarily expect a ton anyways.
Yeah, well, you're not getting it, so there you go. The New Orleans Saints, a team that has not had a ton of success this year, although last week they did turn some heads with the five consecutive turnovers against the Giants team, who turned some heads themselves this week with that big win over Philly in primetime. The Saints, I mean, you heard Steph Diggs, Pop Douglas, you heard in the Greg Hill show saying that we're not going to be overlooking this game either. I think that's maybe part of the Diggs influence, but in general, we talked about this to open the show, Mago, trap game or no trap game?
I do not believe that this Patriots team is in a position where they can be trapped. Like, I don't think that they're trappable yet. I think that they're still a team who other teams, like just last week, if you were out in Buffalo doing media or you're a Buffalo fan, you're looking at the Patriots and saying that could be a trap game.
Definitely.
And if you're in Buffalo this week, you're probably saying that was a trap game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are still the trappers. Like, I don't think you are ready to be trapped. And I think he made a huge statement last week. The other side of that is that if it's a trap game, it's a trap schedule, because you got four of these. And then you see Tampa, and then you have a whole bunch of other ones. So I think I understand people saying, well, you don't want to come down from this huge high of this challenge of beating the Bills and overlook anybody. I agree with that idea. I just think it's early to start saying, like, that's a trap game, that's a trap game. You're not there yet.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I just don't want the Patriots to get too high on themselves is more like my concern with this. I think every week you need to be alert, because I think, I know it's cliche, but any given Sunday feels more apropos this season than it has in years past. It doesn't feel like there's a true juggernaut in the NFL.
Can we have a different way of saying that?
What?
that any given Sunday.
Sure.
I feel like we all say it. I said it earlier.
Yeah,
we
it
all
seems
said
very
it
cliche.
A thousand times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is a different way that we can say this? Oof, rather than quoting the movie from like 20 years ago.
I'll noodle on that.
Excellent movie, by the way, just for the record.
It's okay. It's pretty flawed, Arkan. Have
no,
you watched it recently?
No, but I love that movie.
It's doesn't hold
fight,
up.
You fight for that inch, Mega.
Well, of Every course, inch. The locker room speech is fantastic, but
and the Steamin' Willie Beeman music video also fantastic.
Yeah,
one of the great fictional football players of all time.
100%. But I would say it doesn't. Some of the like camera work and stuff doesn't age great.
Ah, that's fine. Yeah, but that's just the updated filmography. Anyways,
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world
though.
I don't know where I was going anymore. I forget. But regardless, I just think the Patriots need to kind of stay within themselves, play their game. And I think they should be able to beat. I will take any form of win. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, you should beat the Saints by like double digits.
Just don't lose. Don't lose this game. You know, and the reason people are calling it a trap game is because of the big game they had the last week against the Bills. But I agree with you, Mago. They're not good enough to be considered a team that's should be worrying about trap games. That is for sure. But people have anointed them after just this one win as being one of the better teams. And so in a weird way, from a psychological standpoint, they have gone from the hunter to the hunted, but they're not there yet. But that's the perception in the media. You just don't want the players to think that they are still, they're hunters. They're still, the hunted. They're the ones that are hunting right now, and so they need to continue to play as if they still got something to prove, and I think they will today.
Who in the animal kingdom is both the hunted and hunter?
So Ooh. Someone right in the middle of the food chain, not like, at the top, but definitely not at the bottom.
Like an omnivore who also gets hunted. Does that
like
exist?
Like a pig. You're like a pig.
Is that a pig?
Well, pigs are omnivores, I know that, but okay. Then we eat pigs all the time.
And I would think that a pack of wolves would go after a pig.
Or maybe like a seal, because you eat a lot of the fish. You eat all the minnows. You eat all the small fish.
That's
but
great.
You're hunted by the
That's
sharks.
That's so true. They're a pack of seals.
So they're the seals right now. All right,
yeah.
That makes sense. How can the seals? How should the seals game plan against these Saints, Ted?
They should probably have a similar game plan to what, at least from the Patriots' standpoint on offense, very much similar game plan that you had against the Buffalo Bills. And why would I say that? Because the Saints' defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, he has a very similar type of defense that the Bills run. It's kind of a pattern-matching zone defense, heavy on zone coverage with lots of disguise. That's the exact same way the Buffalo Bills tried to attack Drake May last week. So just find the soft spots in the zones. If they're going to play as much zone as they are, have a lot of the moving pockets in the two-way goes. When you do a lot of the boots with Drake May, if he doesn't like what he sees downfield, then he can just run the ball, right? So that's why I love the moving pockets. That's what I would do. And then also, can we get this running game going
please.
For the first time, please? They're dead last in yards per EPA. This team, the Saints defense, has given up 230-yard rushers the last 2 weeks. So let's get going in the running game this week. And the defense, you know what? This isn't a big play offense. They only have one player on their team that has gotten averages more than 10 yards per catch. They only have 5 explosive plays all season long. I mean, that's terrible. So, just play a clean game on defense, and you should be fine, Christian. I don't think this is a game, when you look at from a statistical standpoint, basically the Saints' DVOA ranking in defense is bottom. They're 31st. And their offense is one at the bottom. So this isn't a very good team. You should have your way with them.
All right, that's Ted Johnson. And Ted, you warmed up for the top Ted list because that's coming up next here.
I'm ready, brother.
All right, start stretching, start getting ready.
You got it.
Coming up next, the top Ted list. Mego, Scheim, and I are going to fire questions at Ted until he gets frustrated and storms out the door. But first, here's Chris Scheim. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. The top Ted list is next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are in New Orleans to take on the Saints today. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Your Patriots inactives are as follows. Jalen Hawkins, Keon White, Anfernee Jennings, Eric Gregory, Caden Wallace, and Tommy DeVito all inactive today for the Patriots. So, the concerns we had about Christian Gonzalez and the late addition of Milton Williams to the injury report are not... not the worst thing in the world. They are playing in this game, so we will see them. They are active. Some injury news around the league for you. Kyler Murray is out for the Cardinals. Jacoby Brissett will get the start against the Colts. Lamar Jackson out again this week. Cooper Rush in for the Ravens. Quentin Johnston out for the Chargers today. Brock Purdy is out again this week. Mac Jones makes his another start for the 49ers today. Darnell Mooney and Terry McLaurin both out in Monday Night Football. Mooney for the Falcons, McLaurin for the Commanders. We've got international play underway right now over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The Denver Broncos, with a very, very slight lead, just took the lead over the New York Jets here. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Denver leads 13-11. Ugly, ugly game over in London. In the 1 o'clock window, we have Cardinals at Colts, Chargers at Dolphins, Browns at Steelers, Cowboys at Panthers, Seahawks at Jaguars, and Rams at Ravens. In the 4 o'clock window, Titans at Raiders, Bengals at Packers, and the 49ers are at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday Night Football tonight, we have a heavyweight showdown between the Lions and Chiefs in Kansas City. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20 tonight. You can catch the game right here on WEEI following the Six Rings postgame show. The bye weeks in the NFL are the Vikings and the Texans, so adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly. And in non-football news, your Boston Bruins continue their hot start to the NHL season as they beat the Buffalo Sabres last night 3-1 and moved to 3-0 on the season. They'll take the ice again tomorrow afternoon against the Lightning at the Garden. Puck drop is at 1. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
We're back here. It's Football Sunday. WEEI, Christian Arkin, Megan Ottolini, who loves that booty. We got Shime Time here as well. And, of course, Ted Johnson. And Ted Johnson knows it's time has come here. It's time for the Top Ted List.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Top Ted List.
All right. It's very simple how we do the Top Ted List. Mego, Shime, and I will just fire questions at Ted, and he's going to have to answer all of them. That is the social contract that we have signed. So let's go ahead and begin. I'm going to start off with an existential question here, Ted.
Okay.
And that is, knowing what we know right now, if the Patriots had the first overall pick in this past year's draft, who would you have wanted them to take?
Ooh, knowing what we know now, I'd probably have them pick
the guy they picked, Will Campbell. I mean, you look at kind of how Cam Ward at number one's played, our boy Travis Hunter. I wanted them to take Travis Hunter at number one if they were going to be there. Abdul Carter, what's he done? I think Will Campbell has by far performed the best so far out of that the top five draft picks in last year's draft. Travis Hunter, his production and usage rate has been unbelievably low. He only has played in 68% of the snaps. He's got 16 catches on 24 targets on 182 yards. He has yet to have a receiving touchdown, and he's only averaging 36 yards per game in receiving yards. And on defense, he has 13 tackles and 2 pass breakups. I mean, Christian, to me, it would have been Travis Hunter all day, every day. But when you can see, consider how he's been playing so far and how he's being used, I don't know how you say Will Campbell isn't the best out of that top five.
Yeah, Will Campbell's been great. No, it still would be Abdul Carter to me. That guy is a freak of nature. He's awesome. He's by far the runaway favorite still at this very moment to win Defensive Rookie of the Year for a reason. He's tremendous. I like Will Campbell a lot. I would probably, if I was number two, probably would have taken Will Campbell at number two, but Abdul Carter for me is still the better player.
Is there an option in this exercise that you could still have the number one overall pick and trade out of it and collect things?
That'd be nice.
Would you opt to do that? Who do you think
the best player?
Like, I guess my way of spinning it would be, is there any other player that you see that is even good enough not to trade out of it if you were in the Patriots position?
It's fair. I don't know, Graham in Cleveland, you know, that could be another one as well. But this is not the top Mego or top Shine list, this is the top Ted list.
Okay.
So let's get to our next question.
Yeah, Ted, they're facing the Saints today. Drew Brees is an all-time Saints quarterback. Where do you have Drew Brees on your kind of all-time quarterbacks list?
Top 15? Top 15, maybe? You know, when you look at it, you know, obviously you got I got Brady in front of him, Montana, Elway, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. I got Warren Moon, Steve Young, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, and Jim Kelly ahead of him.
Matt Stafford ahead of Drew Brees? I love you, Ted. Yeah, I knew I liked you.
I do, yeah. So I put him, you know, like at that 11, 12, 13th spot. I think that's where Drew is, which is amazing. So, yeah, not a top 10, but a top 15 player.
Is he the king of all short king quarterbacks?
Without a
doubt. Has to be.
I don't think it's close. I mean, you know,
what about Russell Wilson?
I was going to say Russell Wilson. It's
but true. Who's actually better at this?
Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees has way more records. Drew, for a moment, had what, the most career passing yards record? Like, Russ is never going to touch that. Yeah. Russ was also benefited by quite arguably one of the greatest defenses to have ever played.
No doubt. And his, you know what? The end of his career is just, I mean, brutal. I remember the last 5 years have been pretty bad for Russ.
He got benched for Jackson Dart.
Okay, so Ted, you mentioned earlier Mike Reese's Sunday football notes for ESPN. Yep. One of the notes he had was about Stephon Diggs treating the entire offensive line to a personal chef who brought in. This chef cooked up a menu that included burgers, wings, steak, baked beans, salad, and desserts, among other things. The idea came up over breakfast at the stadium when Diggs mentioned he did something similar for the receivers and would like to do it for the linemen as well. He said he could put together a custom menu. So this brings me to one of my favorite questions to ask anybody, and I want to ask you, in a last meal scenario, if you want to say it's, you know, death row or whatever, something less dark than that, in a last meal scenario, what would your custom menu be?
Oh gosh. Okay, that's a great question. You know, it would probably have to have some barbecue. Like, right? Give me some pulled pork, sliced beef, some ribs. I love a really good macaroni and cheese.
Oh yeah,
is on there. I do like baked beans. I'm a big baked beans guy. Give me sweet corn. Love sweet corn. Okay. And then for dessert, I probably have, you know, I love peach cobbler, banana pudding, bread pudding. And then some just, you know what? I like it. Just iced tea. One from the South. Give me some sweet tea to kind of wash it all down with some sweet cornbread. And that would be my menu off the top of my head. I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't know that was on there, but I like the question. But that would be my menu.
Well, for someone not prepared for it, you just rattled that off.
You knew exactly what you wanted.
Like it was stats from the 90s.
Love it.
Certainly. Ted, who would you compare Steph Diggs to in terms of immediate impact on this locker room?
So I think I got a few names here, okay? I think Rodney Harrison had a similar impact when he came in. He just changed a little bit of kind of the mindset. You know, even Corey Dillon came in, you know, 1,600 yards for his first year here. He was a huge impact. Maybe not the emotional leader that Steph Diggs maybe is appearing to be, but I'm also going to, and then I'm going to throw in two other guys. Mike Vrabel had an impact right away because he was such a great leader, very vocal, just kind of rubbed off on guys in a positive way. And then, you know what? I was a big Sean Jay fan, Sean Jefferson. He had an attitude, and it was a positive one. He brought it every day in practice. He brought it in the games. I loved his style of play. And for a wide receiver to have an impact on a team is pretty rare. And Sean Jefferson did for our teams in the mid-90s, and I think that's similar to what Steph Diggs is doing.
Ted, there's been a lot of rumors swirling about possible trades at the deadline. ESPN even thinks that they had sources that say there's going to be a flurry of moves close to the NFL trade deadline. We talked today about A.J. Brown. Do you expect a lot or a little movement at the trade deadline? And is there a guy or a position that you would love the Patriots to go target come the NFL trade deadline?
Oof. You know, I always get excited for the trade deadline. I think it's November 4th is when it is.
It'll be the Tuesday after the Falcons game.
It just never, nothing ever materializes. It really is kind of, I mean, baseball trade deadline, basketball trade deadline are hell of a lot more exciting. Hell, the NHL, of the four majors, football is the least active.
Sure.
So it doesn't get me fired up, to be honest with you, because it just historically teams don't do it. A position, I mean, look, I'm always, can we get edge rusher and can we get...
Yeah.
The two most important positions, I think, you know, can we get another receiver or can we get an edge rusher? Those would be the positions I would target at the trade deadline.
What receiver would you go for?
Don't say AJ Brown.
Mega might leap across the table at you.
It's a test.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. But just, you know, someone who can consistently, I do love the profile. I thought maybe Cooper Kupp would have been great on this team.
Mm.
He went to Seattle. Somebody who just catches a ton of balls in the slot would be my preference.
You got Kupp Jr. You got Efton Chisholm.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe he's on the roster.
Right now, we are in week six, so we're over a quarter of the way into the season. Ted, who do you think is the most overrated team in the league so far, and who is the most underrated?
Ooh, you know what? I got to say, is the Steelers at 3-1? That entire AFC North, believe it or not, all four teams in there, have a point differential of below zero, right? The Steelers do too, a -2. Yet they have a 3-1 record. I think they're overrated.
The whole division.
The whole division, but particularly the Steelers. And then let's see, the most overrated. I don't know. I just can't. Daniel Jones and the Colts. I mean, that team is they in every metric they are showing that they're a dominant team. I just the Jaguars for sure at 4-1.
For sure.
So if you know I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence, and I did believe in him coming out of Clemson when he was a rookie, but when he came into the draft. So I'd probably have to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars are probably the most overrated.
Are you looking at that Thursday night performance from the New York Giants and at least saying they might be a little underrated?
Maybe a smidge, but then they, you know, they had five turnovers against the Saints 2 weeks ago. So that's what would caution me against the Giants.
All right, Ted, who has the best jersey in the NFL?
You know, so my favorite jerseys, we're going to go back in time a little bit, but my favorite jersey all time is the Oilers. Love you, Blue Days. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's the best jersey. I do love the Bucks doing the creamsicle throwbacks.
Great call.
But I'm kind of digging these rivalry jerseys.
Interesting.
I am kind of digging them. I do. I like a lot of these rivalry jerseys more than I thought. But just the modern, typical kind of, I'm a big fan of the Broncos. I'm a big fan of the 49ers. And I'm a big fan. I believe it or not, I don't know what it is about the Rams. It's so simple. I like the Rams uniforms. Those are some of my favorite uniforms for today's NFL.
When you say the rivalry jerseys, are you talking specifically about those Bills jerseys last Sunday?
I didn't mind those.
Those were an abomination.
I didn't mind those. I couldn't even see the numbers. The helmets I liked. The helmet, okay. The white helmet.
White helmet's always good.
I like the Cardinals. I like a lot of them.
We had an all-time jersey matchup last week in Bucks Seahawks because we got those throwbacks blue Seahawks jerseys, which are awesome.
That's awesome.
And then the jerseys. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And then you get the creamsicle Bucks jerseys. Just absolutely dynamite.
That was cool.
Ted, time for everybody's favorite segment within a segment. It's time for Tasty Ted time. Mego brought up the Steph Diggs chef earlier. The game is in New Orleans. Yeah. I need your take on beignets and gumbo.
Love the beignets. I don't know how you don't. I mean, it's a square-filled, deep-fried pastry made from yeast, leaven dough, and covered in generous amounts of powdered sugar. I don't know how you don't like that. I am not the gumbo guy, and I'm not
interesting.
So even though I'm from the South, I'm down with the barbecue, but the crawfish and the gumbo and all this, not my thing.
You're not a big seafood guy.
I am not.
Interesting.
So I'm out on a gumbo, but please sign me up for the beignets.
I am always in favor of a good étouffée.
Did you ever do like a low country boil? Where you you do all the parchment paper and then you just throw everything out on the table.
I mean, crawfish boils are fun. I just don't like to eat the crawfish when I'm at the crawfish boils. You know what I mean?
You'll stick to the andouille sausage, the corn.
There you go.
Yeah, the potatoes. I get you. I vibe.
Ted, we've heard a lot this week in particular coming off a huge win about the vibes in the locker room, the way that these guys are, you know, have each other's backs. We heard from Pop Douglas earlier. From your experience then hearing that, do you feel like the vibe of this team is similar right now to the early days with Drew Bledsoe?
I love that. It's such a good point. I think you're right in even asking that question. So I do feel that way because, look, we those mid-90s teams, you know, we were building something. And this is – we had a new coach and Bill Parcells, a new quarterback and Drew. And so it wasn't linear. It wasn't like we went straight up. We up and down and up and down, but we were slowly going up. And so I like that comparison. I think what made those 90s teams so good was that we were close. We did hang out. We enjoyed each other. Our head coach galvanized us and brought us together. I mean, there's similarities between the coaching styles of Parcells and Mike Vrabel, very much so. So I think it's an excellent comparison to kind of suggest. The Patriots have been down, just like pre-Bledsoe, pre-Parcells, the Patriots were so bad, and then you slowly started building something. And I think that's what Mike Vrabel is doing here right now.
All right, two-part question for me here as we are running a little bit low on time. Where do you rank New Orleans as a Super Bowl venue, and what's the wildest or strangest thing you ever saw on Bourbon Street?
Buddy, I think it's by far the number one spot to host a Super Bowl. Why? Because of Bourbon Street, number one, because of all the hotels around Bourbon Street, and then there's casinos right there. You got casinos right there, and it's nice weather. So I don't think you can beat New Orleans. I think they should just rotate between New Orleans, L.A., Miami. I just think those are the best host cities. But I would say that's the best host city. I don't know if the craziest thing I've ever seen, but I can just relay the story. When we went down to play the Rams in 2001, all of us went out the first night we got there on a Monday night. We're up on a balcony, and we're throwing beads down at the ladies down below. And you know what the girls do if you're throwing beads, right?
Say thank you.
Right? You know that, right?
Yep. They tip their hat. Yes.
There you go.
ask Ezekiel Elliott.
So Tuesday morning in the Boston Herald, the Gossip Girls, I forget what they were called.
The Inside Track Girls.
They said there was like 10 of us, but only Ted Johnson and Drew Bledsoe were named in the article for throwing beads out at the girls. And so I was like, great. So I had to get on the phone, explain some things. It was like, you know, that's what you do down here. But that was my story from Bourbon Street. Is they of all the people, they have to call out me and Drew. There's eight other guys up there, girls.
That's a very innocent story.
It is kind of innocent, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
How was the party following the Super Bowl win in New Orleans?
I'm trying to think who Snoop Dogg was at the first one.
Because he was like Boys with Willie, right?
He was. He wore Willie's jersey in Cribs. And remember, Cribs was a big show back then on MTV. And none of us really knew Willie was from. And it was like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing. The party after was great because of Snoop Dogg, probably primarily. He was taking pictures with his chalice. I got a really cool picture. I said, hey, Snoop, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture with you? I'm Ted Johnson. He goes, heck yeah, TJ. Let's get a picture.
Sick brag, bro. That is a sick brag.
That is awesome. That really is the biggest flex you could have.
Hey, TJ. Yeah, bro. Let's get a picture. And so that was one of my more. I just think New Orleans, I mean, I've won a Super Bowl there and I've lost a Super Bowl there, but both Super Bowl experiences to me were the best there in New Orleans.
Did you ever think that Snoop Dogg was going to be boys with Martha Stewart?
I didn't see that one coming. That partnership never, I never really thought that was ever going to be a thing like it is, man.
All right, are we done? We have some more questions. Don't we have some more questions?
We have more?
You're the one who said we were running short on time, bro.
Well, not that we had to stop. It's just that I wanted to combine two because I didn't know if I was going to get to go again. We can keep going.
No, it's your turn. I asked the Super Bowl party question.
Okay, well, then I'll
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
I got one I want you to ask.
All right, I'll ask you right now. I don't know if this is the one or not, but when was the first time, Ted, that someone sincerely, realistically told you that you could play in the NFL someday?
Great question. Great question. And I give talks. I am a spokesperson for a company called Behavioral Mental Health, or Maritime Behavioral Health, I should say. And I tell this story all the time. And when I'm talking to teachers, advisors, mentors, when there's somebody that you see, talent in somebody, tell them. Don't hold it from them. Tell them, because it can really change the trajectory of your career. And that's what happened to me. Every spring, going into the spring season for football, you have these five-minute meetings with our head coach at the time at Colorado. His name was Bill McCartney. Phenomenal, phenomenal head coach for Colorado in college football. And so my five-minute meeting before the spring started, I go into his office after I had three good quality years. I started my freshman year and played all the way in my sophomore and junior year. I was a good linebacker, but I wasn't as at the level that at least Coach Mack thought I should be. And in that five-minute meeting, he says, "Ted, when are you going to realize that you could play on Sundays?" And I never heard that term. I said, "What do you mean, Coach?" He goes, "You could play in the NFL. You just don't realize it." And that changed everything for me, Christian, when Coach Mack, who I admired so much, told me that I had that ability. I never looked at myself as that that kind of guy. And so that changed everything. I went from being a pretty good linebacker to being the finalist for the Buckus Award, where it goes to the best linebacker in the country. I finished runner-up in that event, and was drafted in the second round, and then had a 10-year career with the same team. So I was very, very fortunate. But it all changed. My mindset changed when Coach Mack, in that five-minute meeting before spring football, said I could play on Sundays. I started believing it when he told me that, and that was what changed everything for me. So thank you, Coach Mack. RIP. Passed away a couple years ago, but yeah.
That's true, you did. That's a good note to end on there as well, the top Ted list, which we'll have for you every Sunday here on Football Sunday. And that's it for Ted, and he's all done. He's answered all our questions. He's got to go through TV. So, Teddy, great stuff as always.
See you, both.
Great job, Ted.
And we'll
thanks, guys.
See you over the course of the week. And all that we have left to do now is get real, real greasy, get real degenerate, and get down to the ins and outs of all of the gambling picks for the weekend. It is a pretty interesting weekend here in the NFL. Mego's sticking around, too. She's going to feed us some lines and get into the overs and unders, the money lines, and of course the point spreads. That's all coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
No, Mac. No, I have not. Not since freshman year when I was the backup gunner on the freshman team. But since then.
Sick brag.
Very sick brag.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you very much. But since then, they have legalized gambling on sports. And that makes Sundays that much more fun. Mego is here. She is going to keep us up to speed. And Shime and I are going to give you some picks here for the football Sunday, which kicks off, other than the London game, in 13 minutes here. So, Mego, what do we got this week?
Reluctantly, I guess I'm enabling the two of you. And we're going to start this week because the Patriots are back in the 1 p.m. window. We're just going to start with Patriots at Saints. What have you got here, Shime?
I'm taking the Pats. This is easy for me. I love the Patriots this week. I think they have another great week in them. I would like the Patriots. I will be betting the Patriots, actually, to win by more than 9.5, which you can get at about 2-1. I think this is a 10-point-plus victory for your New England Patriots.
I think so, too. I think they win this game like 27-13. I think that the Saints maybe are a little bit better than people think, and I don't think it's going to be a blowout. They may get like a touchdown in garbage time. They may get a two-score game, but I would certainly err on the side of over 3.5.
Let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys, who are going to be at the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I will. I'll lay the 3 points with the Cowboys here. Love the Cowboys. I think the Panthers are getting way overrated. There's been a ton of people, like a lot of sharp people, are on the Panthers. I don't buy it. I don't believe in them. I watched the Patriots absolutely smack the crap out of them. And Dallas's offense is one of the best offenses in the league. I know the defense has been bad, but they're getting better. Give me the Cowboys, and I'll lay the 3.
You're right about the money, though, Shime. It's split 50-50 on bets, but 73% of the money is with Dallas, as a matter of fact. So with that, I think that you kind of, I look at it the same way as you do with, excuse me, I had that backwards. 73% of the bets are on Dallas, and it's 50-50 on the money. So you're right. A lot of the sharps are there on Carolina. I think that Dallas, it is going to eventually, the bubble's going to burst with them, because I think Dak Prescott's not as good as he looks or has looked so far this year, but I'm not sure that this will be the week for it. It's a small enough line that I think I like Dallas here, too.
Did you know Tyler Ferguson, the tight end for the Cowboys, is the second, number two in the league in receptions this year behind only Puka Nacua? It's unbelievable. He's having a
delicious. Arcan, let's start with you on this one. One of the hottest teams in the league right now, the Indianapolis Colts hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, this is one that I look at the Cardinals. I believe Murray's out. So
correct. Jacoby Brissett is starting.
With Brissett starting here, I mean, the sky's kind of the limit. This is one of those games you can maybe even tease up a little bit. The last line I saw was 8.5. I've seen some books have it at 9.5. Mm-hmm. I'd go up maybe to like 13.5 with this one if you can get it, or if you can pump that up and make it a little juicier. I think the Colts are going to blow doors in this game.
Yeah, it was kind of nice little CLV brag for me right here. I got the Colts at 6.5 this morning. Nice. I feel very good about that. I love the Colts here. I will continue to ride Indiana Jones until he fails me, and against the Cardinals, I don't really expect that.
Shime, one of these teams is having an incredibly rough start to the season. We're, of course, talking about the LA Rams visiting the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, this Ravens defense is historically bad. I will lay the 7 points at the Rams. I don't really care. This Rams offense has been tremendous. I think they're averaging about 25 points per game. It's some of the best football Matthew Stafford has played in forever, and he's the ultimate kingmaker. He helped Calvin Johnson have an all-time receiving season. He helped Cooper Kupp have an all-time receiving season, and right now Puka Nacua is on track for 1,999 yards, nearly a 2,000-yard season and an insane amount of receptions. I love this Rams offense. I will lay the 7.
Yeah, the Rams' offense has looked really, really strong so far. Nacua looks like a potential MVP candidate, and the Ravens with Cooper Rush in that defense just searching for answers right now. I think Harbaugh is a good enough coach that he's going to figure out at least part of what's wrong with this team, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to cover a touchdown. So I think I'm going to lay this one down as well for the Rams, and again, I hate how often I'm agreeing with Shime today.
All right, speaking of Harbaughs and speaking of L.A. teams, let's go to the L.A. Chargers at Miami.
Yeah, I don't love this matchup. The Chargers are very, very banged up. There's no Quentin Johnston for them on offense. There's no O'Marrion Hampton. The offensive line has been a mess. The Dolphins defense last week gave up 200 yards to Rico freaking Dowdle. So I kind of like the prop plays on Hassan Haskins this week for the Chargers. But my big play this week, I'm going to go over 45.5. I don't think these defenses are all that great. I think the offenses might have an opportunity to score here. I'll go over 45.5 in Chargers-Dolphins.
I think I'm probably falling into a trap here, but I like the Dolphins just because of the hook. I think the 3.5 at home, being a home dog, 3.5 with a Chargers team that has really struggled putting it together lately. I don't know. I mean, I don't think this is going to be a fun game to watch by any means, but I do think the Dolphins can keep it within a field goal, if not even maybe if they get a break or two, win this one outright.
Let's go through these next couple of games in the 1 p.m. slate quickly because they're not so great. You have the Browns at the Steelers. Arcan, who do you like here?
All right. I want to say Cleveland in this one, but it's in Pittsburgh. It's a 5.5-point spread. I think Pittsburgh can get this one by the touchdown. I've fallen for the Browns a few times this year, and I feel like they always burn me. So give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this game is ugly. I want nothing to do with it. If I have to make a bet on it, I'll take the under 37.5 points. That number is even too high to me.
Moving on, Shine, we have the Seahawks at the Jags.
Yeah, this game's going to be a lot of fun. I'll take Sam Darnold and the Seahawks. I think this team is really, really good. I think the Jaguars are benefiting from a lot of takeaways, which they've been good at. I think that number will come back down a little bit, though. So I will take the Seahawks, who have been historically really good traveling west to east.
All right, I've been doing okay with my Jacksonville picks. I know all the money's on Seattle. It's like 70-30, but I'm going to buck the books and go with Jacksonville plus 1.5.
In the Barforama game of 1 p.m., we have Tennessee at Vegas. I'll start with you, Shem.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with this game. If you're making me take it, I guess I'll take the Raiders because the Titans are coming off a win last week. They're probably a little high on themselves. I don't like this at all.
Geno Smith is really, really tough to watch. Like, it's just these games are tough. I think Cam Ward is going to come around and will, by the end of the season, be considered a competent NFL quarterback, but I'm not sure that team or that coach or any of that really is working for him right now. So, yeah, I might have to go with Geno here, too.
Lightning round here, Arcan, with the Niners-Bucks. Who you got?
Niners-Bucks, go ahead and give me the Bucks to cover the 3.
Yeah, Mac Jones to cover the 3.5. Bucks to win the game is 5.5-1. You're
Bengals welcome. At Packers. Shime.
I guess lay the 14.5 points. The Bengals stink.
I'll take the Bengals to cover it. To
finally,
get within 14
let's
and a half.
Get this last one in here. For Sunday night, you have the Detroit Lions at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Give me the Lions. The Chiefs are done. Let's go, Arcan.
Lions plus 2.5. All right, that's it. That's all the time we have here. This has been Football Sunday. Enjoy the football. For Meg O'Shime and Teddy, I'm Arcan. See you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.